We're speaking now with Kathy Rose. She's a candidate for the East Bonner County Library Board of Trustees. Kathy, thank you for taking time to talk with us today.
Well, thanks, Chris, for giving me the opportunity.
Well, let's start with an introduction. Tell us a bit about yourself, including how and why and when did you wind up here in Bonner County?
Sure. My husband and I moved to Bonner County about 7 years ago. We were looking for a beautiful place to retire and kind of go into a simple life mode in a state that still values family and liberty. And it didn't take long after we got here to realize that Idaho is going down the same path as some of those blue states. So we knew we had to remain engaged in our community.
Okay. And what professional or personal experience would you like to tell voters about that you consider to provide good qualifications for the Board of Trustees?
Sure. In my professional life, I was actually a small business owner for 22 years, where I basically ran the show, the budget, inventory, sales, customer service, wore every hat there. I also have worked in manufacturing situations in the private sector. And I have served on several boards. I was elected to a school board. And I've also served on the Bonner County Republican Central Committee for their secretary for the last 5 years. I served as a vice president of the Bonner County Republican Women for 2 years. I believe my experience is a wide range of skills.
Okay. Well, here's the question I'm asking all the candidates. Why are you running for library trustee?
I'm running for library trustee because I really love our library. I used to frequent it often. And, of course, this past year has been a year that's unprecedented. And there's some major issues that have arisen. And 2 years ago, I was thinking about running, but somebody else stepped up and I let them have their chance to run. So this year I threw my hat in.
Okay. And have you ever attended a library board meeting?
Yes, I have.
So you already kind of answered my next question, but how much of a user are you of library services?
Sure.
I guess what kinds of services do you use here?
Well, I use the internet and the computers. I've used the Seed Library, which is a really valuable resource. I take out books, DVDs. I attended meetings in their meeting rooms. So there's a wide variety of services that I used. But over the last year, I haven't visited because of the policies that have been in place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned the Seed Library. That's something folks might not be acquainted with, but that's a cool service there. You can actually check out seeds for your for your garden.
Right, and you can bring in your extras.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's a pretty neat. One of those things about the library that provides, such a diverse services that people don't even really necessarily think about.
Right.
And speaking of diverse services, here's a question I like to ask all the candidates. Are you a reader or a book lover yourself? And are there any books you'd like to mention?
I read every day. Actually, my current profession, I'm a document control specialist, so I'm constantly reading different types of literature, from technical writing to stories. But, yes, I love reading, and love the book that I read the most is the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the number one bestseller every year, as I understand. Okay, so let's talk about issues. What do you consider to be issues for the library that you think voters should be paying mind to when they decide who they're going to vote for?
Well, the hot topic is the mask mandate, of course. And I just feel that this is something that Panhandle Health, who is our local health experts, they instituted their mask mandate in November, and they've since terminated it. But the library board is refusing to even tell us what criteria they're going to use to terminate their policy. And this is something that's it's making a lot of people feel unwelcome, and it's just not, what can I say, the library is a welcoming place for everybody. It should be a place for education and knowledge and sharing your thoughts, and it's discriminatory with this policy. So I'm offering those who feel like they don't have a voice on this current board some representation based on that policy. The other issue on my heart is the cancel culture that is creeping up in this country. Back in March, when they deemed pictures in a Dr. Seuss book as being offensive, I just think that's nonsense. And I don't want that creeping into North Idaho. I want to preserve our culture and our history.
I'm not at all acquainted with whether the library had those. There was, I think, a couple books, two or three of the Dr. Seuss books that the estate of Dr. Seuss decided they would not keep in print.
Right.
Are those books in our library? I don't even have an idea.
I did look up some. They don't have all of the six that were in question, but they do have like Mulberry Street and a couple others.
And did the library take those out after this whole thing?
No, they did not do that, but I don't want that happening in the future.
Okay. Any other issues that you would like to, bring to voters' attention here?
Well, I just feel that the board right now, as it is, it needs some balance. It needs to represent the diversity of the community that it's serving.
Okay. Well, one big part of being on the board of any nonprofit or governmental unit is oversight of the budget. Do you think the library is doing a good job managing its budget?
I can't really answer that, as a definite, because I haven't been privileged to keep up with that. It's a little difficult to find some public records at the library. I asked for some L2s, and they told me they don't have copies there. They had to go to the county to get it, which I think is a concern. I think the district should be holding copies of their documents. So I think there's a little lack of transparency there.
Okay.
But if I had to answer that question, I'd say they're doing well with their budget. I don't see anything that's, way out of line.
Yeah, they seem to be, I think they're required to maintain a balanced budget. So.
Right.
Were you at all involved in the expansion of the library, the capital campaign that they had?
No, I was not. Mm-hmm. No.
Well, we have time for you to bring up any other issues that you would like to, or offer a statement on what you think voters ought to be considering as they go to the polls.
Sure. I believe I bring experience that's diverse. The current incumbents are promoting themselves as being the most qualified, and I do agree that they have extensive experience in the library field. But I think the board does need some balance, and being a small business owner and working in the private sector and actually being just a typical resident taxpayer, that I could bring some balance to the board and some diversity. My beliefs are based in the Constitution, moral law, personal responsibility, and our God-given rights. And I do see the library is a focal point of the community. It has to be welcoming and accessible to everybody. Unfortunately, this policy has caused further division in this community, and that needs to change.
Okay. Well, Kathy Rose, candidate for the East Bonner County Library Board of Trustees, I'd like to say again, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you, Chris, and don't forget to vote May 18th.
Yep, May 18th. That's the date. Thank you now.